or your pastor or mine even have to suggest that you invite an unchurched friend. Our refrigerators are full of the Lamb of God. Why would we even need to be reminded? And last, Jews, Easterners, look at place for a lot of reasons. You've noted some of that. I've tried to share a bit at least with you. Jesus is recorded crying twice within a half a mile of each other. On the same mountain. The first time he stood in front of an open tomb, a closed tomb. He's already said, I'm going to raise him. As he came walking up, the sister came running out and said, Rabbi, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And this great rabbi with his compassionate heart says, Martha, you're right. You understand who I am. Your brother didn't die because I lost control. You're right. If I had been here, he wouldn't have had to have died. Bless you, Martha. You've learned well. But I will raise him. Then the other sister, same thing. Rabbi, if you would have been, and Jesus, look it up. Jesus says, Mary, yes, yes, you know me. But I will raise him. And then he stands in front of the grave. And the text says he looked at the mourners, grieving at the pain that only death can bring. His great compassionate heart was moved, and he began to cry. The Greek word means to sob silently with tears on your cheeks. What is he crying for? For Lazarus? At the least, Lazarus is in heaven. At the most, he's in heaven. At the least, he's coming back to life. Is he crying for himself? He knows what he's... People, I think he's crying because he hurts so badly for those broken people and their pain. And he weeps great tears of compassion because he loves them so much. There was a custom in the ancient world that at funerals you take a little glass bottle. You pass it around and everybody puts one tear. You cork it and put it in the tomb with the deceased as a way of saying, God, this person is with you, but don't forget us. David says, God, put my tears in your bottle. Do you know that the Lamb of God, a Messiah, if you follow him, if you know him, goes to funerals with a bottle? To capture your tears, to weep with you in your pain. The other time, not a half a mile away, he hears the shouting, Hosanna, the palm branches, kill, war. Probably saw some who were apathetic and didn't even care. And he cries again. This time the Greek word means to sob uncontrollably with loud noise. Folks, listen. Jesus weeps for every one of us tonight. The question is, how does he weep? Does he cry the warm tears, the hot tears of sympathy and love because he feels your pain and mine? Or does he sob uncontrollably because you or I don't know who he is?